Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Knicks have looked like one of the best teams in basketball, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But for me, one of the main reasons is because of the Villanova three. I'm talking about Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo. Dante DiVincenzo having a breakout season. Jalen Brunson should be all NBA, and Josh Hart is becoming a triple-double machine. But every time I look at them, I always think they're missing somebody. They're missing one more player. And this guy plays across the bridge. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. His name is Mikal Bridges. And recently, an NBA insider wrote an article urging the Brooklyn Nets to trade Mikal Bridges to the team everybody knows he wants to play for, the New York Knicks. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. An NBA insider is urging the Brooklyn Nets to trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks. I can't really hide my smile today, guys. And that's because we're talking about Mikal Bridges potentially coming to the New York Knicks. Now, I already told you what Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jalen Brunson are doing for this current Knicks team. If Mikal Bridges somehow, some way, manages to make his way to New York, he is going to do similar things for this Knicks team because those guys playing together is going to create greatness for New York. We are already creating greatness without Mikal. You add Mikal to what we're creating right now, we are going to be unstoppable. And recently, NBA insider with Bleacher Report, Zach Buckley, recently wrote an article urging the Brooklyn Nets to trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks. According to Buckley, Bridges must be wondering whether Brooklyn will be able to build a winner around him while he remains in his prime. And the Nets might be pondering the same thing. If they are, they might see more long-term value in what the Knicks have to offer. Three first-round picks feel like a realistic foundation for a trade package than what Bridges can provide right now. Bleacher Report continues and they state, while the Nets have been vocal in their desire to keep Bridges, there may be a reevaluation into whether it's the right move, especially for a team that has no first-round pick. Hart has made several attempts to recruit Bridges, we're talking about Josh Hart here, to the other side of the city, and recently compared his situation to a meme inspired by SpongeBob SquarePants. They're referring to when Josh Hart called Mikal Bridges Squidward when talking about the classic SpongeBob meme, with Squidward looking outside and seeing SpongeBob and Patrick having fun while he can't have any. What are the Brooklyn Nets doing right now? They have no first-round picks. The team they have right now is a question mark. I have no idea what the team is even trying to do. And this team is not the team you need around Mikal Bridges. And let me say this again, because I feel like it's been unheard. And this is no knock to Mikal Bridges, because I like Mikal. I think he's a great player. And for the Knicks, I think he's the perfect player to trade for. However, if he's your main primary star on your team, you're not going to win many games. And in my opinion, that's because Mikal Bridges is not the 1A star you build around. He's a star you bring in to build around what you already have. You need an established star, and then you need to add Mikal Bridges. If Mikal is your only star and you're trying to build around him, you're going to find it very difficult to do so because Mikal Bridges, his best attribute is his defense. He is a lockdown, hard-nosed defender. That's what you need him for. So you can't really build around a hard-nosed defender. You need somebody who can score the ball at an elite level. And while Mikal can do that, he shouldn't be required to do that each and every night. That's why I always say, if he comes to the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson is always going to be the head of the snake. And then if you keep Julius Randle, you have him too. If you have Mikal Bridges on this roster, he's basically going to be what? Your third best player on the team? That means he's the third option right behind Randle and Brunson? That means he's not taking that many shots. And we don't need somebody to come in here if we trade for them and take 50 shots or something like that. That doesn't make sense for this Knicks team. We need somebody to come in here who is a star or an all-star level player that can play tough, hard-nosed defense and score when you need them to. Mikal Bridges checks all of those boxes for the New York Knicks. However, he does not check the right boxes for the Brooklyn Nets, at least at this point in time. That's why I agree with Zach Buckley and Bleacher Report here. If the Brooklyn Nets want to trade Mikal Bridges, it's good for them to do so now. And the only reason I'm saying that is because this year, and we all have to admit it, Mikal's value took a hit because he did not perform at the level we all expected him to, given the performance.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Performance he had last year. Last season, after the trade, he went off. It looked like a win-win trade for the Suns and for Brooklyn. This year, it does not look the same. Brooklyn looks like a shell of themselves. They are not even going to make the play-in. They're not going to make the playoffs. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, what in the world is Brooklyn going to do next year? Because their situation next year isn't really going to change much from this year. So that means you're going to have another year wasting Mikal Bridges, still no picks, and trying to make something happen with nothing to make it happen with. That doesn't sound like a recipe for success. If anything, it sounds like hope and prayers. And if that doesn't work out, what are you left with? What are you going to do? Mikal, you belong on this Knicks team. I am urging you, just as this Bleacher Report NBA insider is, to join the New York Knicks, to make the declaration, make the announcement in the offseason that I've had enough. I see what the New York Knicks are doing. I see my boys over there. I see them having fun. And you know what? I want to be a part of that. Trade me there. Get some of your picks back, Brooklyn, and you guys start over and let me start over and enjoy my prime with my boys, with the team that I know is going to reach the NBA Finals each and every year if I'm a part of it. That's where Mikal Bridges belongs. That's the situation he needs to be in. Not in Brooklyn, not in a rebuilding team, not given where he is in his career right now. He is entering his prime and is never going to be able to showcase it because he is languishing on a drowning Brooklyn Nets team. And if you're wondering, why would the Brooklyn Nets make a trade with the New York Knicks, even if the possibility came up of trading Bridges? Well, Bleacher Report did a good job of covering why as well, too. According to Bleacher Report, if the Nets opted to trade Bridges, fewer teams could conjure an offer better than the Knicks, who carry a multitude of first-round picks accumulated over the past few offseasons. The Nets may be hesitant to trade their best player to their in-city rival, but if the Knicks can cook up the best offer, it may be in their best interest to act. I know, it's been decades since the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks did any type of business together, and maybe that doesn't change in the future. But you know what? Anything could happen at this point in time. The reason I say that is because we have OG Anunoby on this roster. We traded with the Toronto Raptors, a team we are actively suing in order to get him. If that's the case, in my opinion, nothing at this point is off the table. It means Leon Rose can make magic happen. And hopefully, a little bit of that magic is saved for the offseason when potentially, if Mikal Bridges is disgruntled, the New York Knicks can pounce, go out there, and get Mikal on this team. Because I think that's the only way it's going to happen. Mikal has to become disgruntled, he has to become vocal, and he has to openly say he doesn't want to be part of the Brooklyn Nets. At this point in time, I don't see that happening. But anything can change headed into this offseason. And I mentioned this in a previous video as well too, but I got to say it again. Even though Josh Hart is trolling when he calls Mikal Bridges Squidward, those conversations come up during the dinners, during their private conversations, during their group chats. I'm sure of it. So what we're hearing about right now is probably an ongoing joke that they've been having for the past couple of months that's now resurfaced in the public. And Mikal had to address it. And he addressed it by calling Josh Hart basically exactly what we all know him to be, an absolute troll. Even though Josh Hart was trolling, you gotta figure there was just a little bit of truth to all that trolling Josh Hart was doing to Mikal Bridges. And that's because those guys are very good friends. And even when you troll, it has to come from some place of truth. So that's why I think, all of these factors considered, Brooklyn already knows that Mikal wants to be part of the New York Knicks and he wants to join this team. However, he is being held hostage in Brooklyn because he is their only trade piece. He is their only main star, and he is the only player worth talking about on that team. I know they have Cam Johnson and Cam Thomas, but honestly, the only player worth talking about on that team right now is Mikal Bridges. Everybody else, yeah, they're okay, maybe good, but nowhere near Mikal. And if Mikal is your best player and you don't have the pieces surrounding him like you need to in order to unlock Mikal and unlock that Brooklyn team and push it to the fullest extent and the fullest potential, then why do you have him in the first place if you're never going to be able to do that? And newsflash, they are never going to be able to do that for Mikal Bridges while he's in his prime. They need to realize that now and try to recoup their losses and trade with the New York Knicks, try to get as many picks as they can get from the New York Knicks, and let the Knicks get Mikal so everything can be right in the world, everything can make sense, and this Knicks team will continue to fight for NBA championship contention each and every year. And doing so with Mikal Bridges makes the job a little bit easier for the New York Knicks, because that type of talent paired with the talent we already have with this team is just unstoppable. And I am just waiting for one day to say the New York Knicks finally have the Villanova four in Jalen, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and my guy, Squidward himself, Mikal Bridges. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports from this NBA insider who is urging the Brooklyn Nets to trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.